welcome to episode 44. Is that the right time?
Yep.
Ping! Yes, it's episode 44 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking about the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can follow us on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so this episode is actually a really special one. It's our birthday.
Oh my Yay! God.
Can you believe it's been a year? It literally feels like we started it like a few months back, so it's a bit mad. Yeah, but we thought in honor of our birthday, we'd share some of our favorite How You At You moments. So Shanice, like, what's been your favorite moment on the pod so far?
My favorite was that, do you remember the wig dilemma with the
girl? Oh God.
She's like, she hasn't told her man that she wears a wig and whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that
let's hope that her and her lace front are doing well.
What about you, Shay?
My favorite moment, I would say, my favorite moment was, I think the episode where we assigned, I think it was like NCT 127 jobs, like where they would work if they lived in the UK. I still believe that Do Young would probably work in Primark but not want to be there, so
yes.
But in honor of our birthday, let us know what's been some of your favorite How You At You moments on socials. You can DM us or drop us comments or use the hashtag, and we'd love to hear what you've enjoyed with us so far. And here's to many more birthdays, hopefully.
Yay.
Yeah,
everyone eat cake for us.
Exactly. Oh, we should have got cake.
I don't really care for cake. You Girl. Know this.
Why am I acting like I like cake?
Exactly.
But anyway, on to our usual programming. So our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news. This can be anything scandalous or interesting that's happened over the past week or so. So Shanice, give us the tea.
Yes, first and foremost for the news, Shay is back, everyone. Oh yeah. My God. I'm sorry, that's so, recording by yourself is really weird.
What is it?
It feels really weird because it's like, I don't know, you don't have like another perspective. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know how, you let me know, guys, how you thought that episode was. Like,
I did think
you
think it was dry?
Well, you're biased, but anyway. let's talk about some news. So let's talk about some upcoming plans for NCT. So SM Entertainment held the SM Congress 2021 online. What a title. To announce the agency's upcoming plans for their artists. During the event, Lee So-man talked with NCT's Do Young, Mark Kun about the group's upcoming plans, and this all took place on the 29th of June. So what was revealed in a nutshell was NCT 127 plan on promoting a full-length and repackaged album. Wavy then plans to promote after that with a full-length album, and NCT U will have a combination of new members this year.
Oh my gosh.
Apparently. Actually, I don't know if they're new or existing members. Okay. But I have a feeling there might be maybe one. Then Mark also added, we are preparing content that will probably unravel the NCT storyline. So let's meet at the Kwangya. What is this Kwangya?
What is...
It just makes me scratch my head. I know someone did actually tell me. Let me see if I can find it, actually. But, like, I don't know if I'm just stupid because... I don't get it.
Like is this a place? Is it a planet? What is
I think
what
it's
is
a
she?
Place. Hang on, wait. I have to search my own damn tweet. Hang on. Can someone tell me what the Kwangya is?
I mean, it comes up in a lot of songs.
Yeah, who started this? Was this what's their face? What they called? My brain went blank.
EXO?
Not EXO. Aespa.
Mm. I think it was said prior to Espa. Don't quote me on that. But
so I tweeted on my K-pop books Twitter. Someone educate me. I still don't get the Kwangyo concept, right? And someone responded saying is where Black Mamba / Red Force lives, and I think Sugi and Irene made Kwangyo in the Naughty MV.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Yes.
I'm still confused. What is the meaning of Kwangyo? It's like another planet / world. We don't really know the exact things because this is only the beginning and many more things are coming. So it's going to be like a SM MCU kind of theory kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone just said, it's just the SM building. I'm done.
Okay, I just opened TikTok. Yeah, it seems like their own MCU situation. Yeah.
Someone else said, we're still not sure how this works or connects to other groups and artists, but Kwangyo is definitely the core of SMCU universe. There's really good theories that EXO's Tree of Life, referring back to Mama, exists in Kwangyo and its roots, and it's the root to chaos that caused Kwangyo to be like this.
Yes.
Also, in NCT 2020, Kwangyo is created by the filtration from the... You know what? I don't know. Anyway, as I was saying, Mark said we're preparing content that will probably unravel NCT storyline, so let's meet at the Kwangyo. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Man also mentioned things with NCT Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I created NCT with the hopes of wanting NCT to exist in cities all around the world. NCT Hollywood will mainly be active in the United States, just like how NCT 127 is active in Seoul and Wavy in China.
Mm-hmm.
So auditions will be held in the US. Then 21 lucky contestants will be selected to join SM in Seoul, Korea, and go through a K-pop boot camp with some of the NCT members as mentors. Then the winners will be in NCT Hollywood and debut in America. So yeah.
Okay.
Did you have anything to add to that with the NCT Hollywood situation?
Not particularly. I think everyone thought that, at least from my understanding, blame mm-hmm. the people on TikTok, not me, but they might not be making like a whole group, if that makes sense. Like some people think that they're just scouting members and then they might take the like American and Canadian members that already exist in NCT and they'd be part of that unit with the newly found members. And they might be, I think it's open, like anyone can sort of enter an audition from what I understand, but it might just be Asian Americans that end up being in the group. So we might not have like a James Opa or a John Opa.
Well, we might, so. But they just might be, they'll just be Asian John and Asian James. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that could be a possibility. 21 is a lot of people. So I don't know if they're only going to select 2 or 3. Like, you know how each year they only have, like, they'll add, like, two new members or whatever. So maybe like a wavy situation where it's maybe, obviously there's still members from NCT within wavy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But there are newer members. I don't know.
That makes sense. But hey.
We'll see. Moving on. So loads of people have been spotting that Blackpink's Jennie and Rosé's just gallivanting in the US. So at the end of June, Jennie and Rosé were spotted in LA shopping. Fans speculate collaborations with various artists, though nothing has been confirmed. On the 2nd of July, an official from YG Entertainment revealed that Rosé and Jennie are visiting the US to work on music. So there's a lot of speculation. It's, oh, is this a subunit or are they just flying out, you know, two girls at a time? Because Lisa might be working on her solo debut. And I think, I don't know if Jisoo is like filming something, like K-drama wise. I don't know if I'm making that up. Or, yeah, so that's what's, that's the whispers.
Oh, so, beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns, we'll see. And last but not least, this is especially for you, Shay.
Aww.
This is my birthday gift to you. Podcast birthday gift to you.
Oh my gosh.
So EXO's Kai says he's working on a solo album on IG Live. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
This actually happened on the 5th of July. So very recent. He said, everyone, I'm preparing for my album as well. It isn't easy. I've got to concentrate to give my heart and soul to do it. Also, what can I say? Well, there's a lot I want to say, but I can't.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Yeah, Kai's working on his second album. We love that for him.
We really do. I love it for me.
Okay. Wow, selfish.
Yeah.
But anyway, that is Hot Topics, Hot Topics. If there's anything you want to comment on, you know, correct us about the Kwangya, anything along those lines, then hit us up on socials at How You At You, or you can use the hashtag How You At You. All right, moving on to our next segment called Say What? Where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, games, hot tea. You can send it all to howut@gmail.com. That's howut@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on socials. So Shay, take it away.
Yes. So our next segment is Say What. So this is where we're going to...
Girl, why are you introducing again? I have no idea. You.
I don't know. My brain... When? Damn. Oh gosh.
I don't mean nothing to you.
just in case no one catched it. I'll start again.
Basically saying no one listens to me. No, Shay, take it away. You're going to take it away right now. All right.
Oh God. So our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I feel like YG is kind of changing. I feel like they're starting to take better care of their artists. So I see them becoming one of the big three again. I see them replacing either SM or JYP this year. And I also think that YG have the best contracts.
Okay, so let's break this down.
Break it down a little bit.
I feel like YG kind of changing. I don't know.
Well, we don't work there.
It's inevitably going to change because from how it was before, because a certain person's not there anymore. So that's going to happen regardless. Next point, I feel like they started to take better care of artists. From what? From where you see, what are they doing differently?
I'm proper confused.
Taking Blackpink out of the equation because Blackpink are their money makers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So regardless if they're okay, a bad company can still fumble the bag, but taking them out of the equation because I feel like they're set regardless in terms of promotions or whatever, endorsements, yeah. Because they, you know, no company wants to fumble the bag.
Yeah.
What other, like, I'm just being honest, like, what changes are you, is this person seeing?
I don't know, it's hard to say because once again, when you guys send us these, please give us like examples so we know what you're talking about. But off the top of my head, I don't know where you're getting this information and none of us work there, yeah. But if they mean like overall like generic treatment in the industry, I feel as though maybe some at least trainees and artists have to be taken care of a bit better because things like back in the day where they had to train in like dungeons with rats and look at Island so, where they have iPads. So maybe like environments are evolving with time, but I can't think of anything else.
And yeah, because I don't know. As you said, I'm worried there.
And we don't want them.
I see them replacing SM, JYP, this. How? From what? Because, taking Blackpink out of the equation, what other artist or group is getting similar from. Even like Blackpink doesn't even get promoted that much, if we're being honest. Like, they have what, 6 songs? I'm exaggerating. But you know, you get what I mean. Like.
I'm
confused. I don't know where this is coming from.
Yeah, I don't know, but.
I also think YG have the best contracts. I think YG has always had. I don't know if, again, they've changed, but they've always had the better contracts in terms of. Mm-hmm. The split between company and artist, and I feel like that's the only part I agree with. So I agree with, I feel like YG's going to change regardless because of new people in charge.
Yeah,
and I agree that YG probably does have one of the best. I can't determine it is the best, but one of the best contracts.
Yeah. Our next unpopular opinion is, I hate and love Nevertheless at the same time. Like, ugh.
What?
Also, Nevertheless is like a new Netflix K-drama.
Oh. Grand. I gotta see this one out.
I can get you up to speed. So, basically, what's starting off, the K-drama is based on a webtoon, which is happening a lot nowadays. I haven't read the webtoon though, but the premise is
before you explain what the plot or premise is, right?
Yeah.
For people that may not know, what is a webtoon?
Oh, it's like a toon on the web. Like almost
You're
like
an
idiot. It's like almost like a, I don't know, like a mix of like a comic and a manga, but online, and they're, I think they typically come out of Korea. I think there must be other places that make webtoons, but I think it's something that's come out Korea. So yeah, it's just like illustrated stories and stuff. This one in particular, I haven't read the webtoon, but there's only 3 episodes of the drama out so far. And the premise is, there's this girl. She is, in the beginning, she has a boyfriend, and her boyfriend is trash. Like, this man is literal trash.
Basura.
Like, soul, the streets. So then one day, how the drama starts is that she's going to, like, some sort of exhibition or something to congratulate him because he's meant to be exhibiting a piece because he's some sort of artist. So she pulls up with flowers and she's smiling. And then, I'm sorry if this is, like, spoiler alert for no one that's watched it yet, so you can maybe just skip ahead at this point. But she pulls up and... she's happy at first, and then there's these people like surrounding this one sculpture, and then she walks forward, and the sculpture is her bent over, naked.
What?
Yes. And then she's like shocked and confused, and the name of the piece is her name, which is Nabi. And then sis is still shocked and confused, and then her boyfriend screams Nabi from the other side of the room, so now everyone knows it's her. And I think then he also proceeded to cheat on her. And he's like super narcissistic. He'd be like, so after that happened, that incident with the sculpture, she went off crying. And then he was like, oh, why are you crying? You're annoying me. And I'm just like, what is this? So after all of that, she breaks up with him at like this kind of bar kind of place. I don't know if it's a restaurant or a bar. Then this other guy walks in. And he thinks that she's someone else, apparently. And she's like, oh, no. And they look eye contact. And it's like mysterious and dreamy. And then he walks away. And then he comes back and he's like, can I sit with you? So then they spend the night together. But the premise of the drama is this girl, Nabi, I can't stand her. And people feel sorry for her because the male lead of the drama is kind of like a player. Like, he doesn't date. Like, he'll flirt and he'll do bits and bobs, but he has a thing that he doesn't date.
Mm.
And people feel sorry for her. But I don't feel sorry for either of them.
Yikes.
So I agree with this unpopular opinion. Love is a strong word. I don't know if I love it. I'm going to continue watching. But I can't stand it because, I don't know, I feel like everyone's within their own right to say whether they date or not. And he's, like, made that obvious and said that to her from the get-go that he doesn't date. But I don't know. She can't keep it in her pants. Please watch the drama. She needs a chastity belt. I can't deal with this woman. But yeah, thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Moving on, our last unpopular opinion is, I personally think that groups such as EXO, SNSD, EXID, SHINee, Big Bang, and 21 paved the way for third gen K-pop, and I think BTS paved the way for paved the way internationally for fourth gen K-pop.
Okay. I feel like it's hard to just pinpoint a group or for a whole generation of things. I feel like each particular group or whatever paved the way in maybe some sort of aspect, if that makes sense. And I feel like things can't progress without one or the other, if that makes sense. I don't know if that made any sense.
Yeah, I think it's hard to like accredit all of something to one group or like a few groups. But yeah, because K-pop was pretty international, I would say, by second gen. I think the world has changed, so it's more accessible online, but it's always been pretty international, in my opinion.
And why do people always forget to mention Psy in these equations?
This.
Okay, yeah, he may not have had, like, the longevity as a BTS or whatever. But, like, he did bits. Like, he really did bits.
He was doing the do's.
So, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you for the opinion. Once again, I feel like we've had the generation talk 101 times. Is EXO second gen?
I feel like they're not. I feel like they're probably third.
Mm.
Not this generation talking. It's really matches. But yeah, because if second gen is Big Bang, they are not the same generation as Big Bang.
Yeah, because...
But then there's certain people that, when you talk to them about K-pop generations, they're like, so there's actually a generation 2.5. I'm like, no,
Oh my gosh, yes.
So...
Oh, Lord. Yeah, because Big Bang 21 and I guess SNSD would be the second. Same. Which I think SHINee would be second as well. Like, SHINee's been around, no?
They might be. Yeah, because they debuted when 2000 and... I don't remember. 2000 and something.
All I know is that Taemin was like 10.
He was 14.
That's close to 10.
I'm done.
Yeah, but that is all of our unpopular opinions for today. But we actually have a game. Yes. So we're quite K-drama'd up today, so it's K-drama time. So if you were the female lead of a drama and these two guys were pursuing you, which one would you select? So the first one is your childhood crush. He's really sweet and kind and lives a humble life. You don't think there's a spark, but he's really sweet. The second one is a CEO. He seems sweet sometimes, finds it hard to share his feelings, and his family doesn't like you, but you think there's a spark there. But last week, his mum tried to bribe you to stay away from him. Which one are you picking?
Yes, I ain't got time. Let me go to childhood crush. I ain't got time to be fighting mums and whatever. Let me go the childhood crush, bro. And yeah, I'll take the bribe too. Take the bribe. And then I'm going to tell the CEO guy I was bribed, but I'm still going to take it. And then I'm going to date my childhood crush.
I can't. Yeah, I think I might have to do the same, maybe. I don't know.
I ain't got time, yeah, to be dating some guy that he's already, you said he's very sometime-ish. I ain't got time for sometime-ish people. And then on top of that, right, I have to fight your mum. And then I can't even fight her properly because she's your mum. Nah, I'm good. My life is already a struggle. I don't need more.
Yeah, pretty much. And knowing like that second scenario, back in the day, dramas were mad. Like, they would try and hire hitmen or like get you hit by a car. I'm all right. I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
So we're selecting guy number one. Yeah. But yeah, that's all of our opinions and dilemmas for today. Remember,
was that the only one?
I know, it's a bit much, but send in more.
That was a good one.
Yeah, send in more like this one. And we're keeping track of like all the games that we play as well, so you guys can request any of the ones that you really enjoy, and also send in your opinions for the questions that were asked. But now it's time for On the Radar. So this is when me and Shanice are going to let you know what's been on our radar. So this could be anything that we're watching, listening to, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's been on your radar?
Nothing. Doja Cat. I'm not even going to lie. Absolutely nothing.
I love that for you.
Thank you so much.
I respect that. For me, so the drama we spoke about earlier, that's been on my radar, because I don't know, you know those things that like you're not, it's not that it's badly made, like it's a wonderfully made drama, but you're not enjoying it, but you're watching it because you're just vexed by it. That's how I feel about this drama.
That's fair.
Yeah, so that, also the fact that Kai had a whole dance class on Zoom and I wasn't invited.
Do you have the coins?
What's that about? Apparently it was like $20.
Really? I heard it was more than that.
No, some girl posted, because she was one of the ones that he selected to show the final dance thing on the Zoom. And then people were asking her, and she was like, no, it's like only like $20. That is so rude. Who hates me? That feels like a hate crime. Like, I should have been invited by default. But yeah, there's that. And last but not least, Bam Bam and Yugyeom was on like Hoodie's Come Eat With Me kind of show that they do over on AOMG. That one. Thank you. And that was super cute. I think it was the first time they'd seen each other in like a while as well. So that was cute. Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. And that's it, guys. Yay. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, or requests to hallyut@gmail.com or drop us a DM on socials.
Yeah. So I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on K-Pop Box. What am I talking about? You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at K-Pop Box_.
And I've been Shay from the K-Wait. You can follow me on Instagram at @thekwait_100 and then find everything from there.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.